Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama met with his national security team late Thursday about the fight of the Islamic State dominated their talks, as we hear now from Mr. Obama.
At the outset, I want to say again that this remains a difficult fight. The situation in Syria and Iraq is one of the most complex the world has seen in recent times. ISIL's entrenched, including in urban areas, using innocent civilians as human shields.
Earlier Thursday, lawmakers questioned Secretary of State John Kerry repeatedly about U.S. efforts to end the fighting and humanitarian crisis in Syria. During a House Foreign Affairs Committee hearing, he said the slaughter of innocent people was still occurring in Syria, where bombs have been dropped on hospitals and on schools. On the fight against the Islamic State, Director of National Intelligence James Clapper said the militant group's estimated strength now exceeds the global strength of al-Qaeda. The United States and its allies pushing members of the UN Security Council for a swift vote on a draft resolution placing further sanctions on North Korea. The new draft resolution is a response to North Korea's January nuclear test and the February rocket launch, which violated existing international sanctions imposed on Pyongyang's nuclear and ballistic missile program. South Sudan's rebel leader Riek Machar tells VOA he has assured UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon he's ready to return to the capital Juba in March to take up his position as first vice president. He's waiting for the first phase of security arrangements to be implemented. Machar said Ban promised to support his accord with President Salva Kiir. A United Nations investigating team has found what they say are widespread atrocities committed with impunity by a variety of armed groups in Libya. Lisa Schlein has details.
The investigators allege armed groups allied with Libya's two competing governments, multiple independent groups, and Islamic State militants are guilty of wide-ranging abuses, many of which could amount to war crimes. The report describes unlawful killings, including executions of people taken captive. It documents indiscriminate attacks on health facilities, ambulances, and medical workers. It says the use of torture, arbitrary detention, abductions, and disappearances are widespread. Other issues of concern include violence and discrimination against women, intimidation of human rights defenders and journalists, recruitment of children, and exploitation of vulnerable migrants. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
European Union is poised to further tighten border controls to deal with the unprecedented influx of migrants that's straining the resources of even the wealthier nations in the bloc. Meeting in Brussels Thursday, the EU Interior and Justice Ministers raised the prospect for such unilateral measures if the number of migrants arriving from Turkey has not dropped significantly by the time of an EU-Turkey summit set for next month. Dimitris Avramopoulos, EU Commissioner for Migration, Home Affairs and Citizenship, spoke after EU ministers discussed the crisis.
We cannot continue to deal through unilateral, bilateral, or trilateral actions. The first negative effects and impacts are already visible. We have a shared responsibility, all of us, towards our neighboring states, both EU and non-EU.
EU Commissioner for Migration, Home Affairs and Citizenship, Dimitri Avramopoulos. In U.S. presidential politics, the latest debate among Republican candidates late Thursday turned into a shouting match as they tackled issues such as illegal immigration, U.S. policy in the Middle East, and transparency of candidates' tax records. Frontrunner Donald Trump, his closest rivals, Florida Senator Marco Rubio, Texas Senator Ted Cruz, as well as Ohio Governor John Kasich, and neurosurgeon Ben Carson met on the debate stage in Houston, Texas. Thursday's debate precedes next week's so-called Super Tuesday election, which will take place in a number of states. Meantime, for the Democrats, a primary in South Carolina tomorrow pitting former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton against Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Clinton is favored to win in South Carolina.
That's the latest world news from VOA.